A study finds that many women past menopause suffer from a progressive thinning of the bones, but don't know it. The condition can lead to fractures that are slow to heal. The study, the largest of its kind, highlights the need for more women to undergo bone screening tests. NPR's Vicky Kuei reports.
It's Bone Screening Day at Maplewood Park Place, a residential center for senior citizens in suburban Maryland. About 20 women and a few men have come to take this simple test, some attracted by an ad in the local paper.
And how old are you, ma'am?
60.
Okay. And then have you ever had a bone density test of any kind?
No, I haven't had it. That's part of the... Okay.
One by one, healthcare worker Josh Viglietta gives them the drill. Take off your sock and put your heel into a plastic device that looks sort of like a foot bath attached to a tiny computer.
Okay, you can slide your heel in. And I'm just going to slide this between your toes. Okay, you just want to relax.
The test measures the density of the heel. It's quick and painless. And according to a study in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association, too few women are getting it. The research confirms what many bone specialists have long suspected, that low bone mass in older women is grossly underdiagnosed. The study looked at more than 200,000 healthy women, age 50 and older, who were recruited from their regular doctor's offices and given free bone screenings. The study's lead author is Dr. Ethel Cyrus, a bone specialist at Columbia University.
What we found was that about 46% of the women had evidence of low bone mass.
Cyrus explains 39% of the women had a condition called osteopenia, a thinning of the bones which precedes osteoporosis.
And another 7% had real osteoporosis,
meaning a depletion of calcium in bone protein, which leaves bones brittle and susceptible to fractures. There are no symptoms. Most women don't find out they have it until something as simple as a bump or fall causes a broken wrist or worse, fractured hip. The researchers followed 3/4 of the women for a year and found that those with osteoporosis were almost 4 times as likely to suffer a fracture compared to women with healthy bones. The study also found that some groups of women are more at risk than others, such as smokers, cortisone users, and Asians and Hispanics. The study confirmed that African American women have a lower risk. Even so, Cyrus says a third of the black women in the study were found to have low bone mass.
So that there clearly are a subset of African American women who, particularly as they age, are going to be at risk for osteoporotic fractures.
Cyrus hopes the research convinces more women to get tested. The most reliable way to do that is something called a dual energy X-ray absorptometry of the hip and spine. It's expensive, and few doctors can afford the equipment needed to do the test. Dr. Felicia Cosman is the clinical director of the National Osteoporosis Foundation. She says what's important about this study is the women were tested using inexpensive portable devices like the one used at the Senior Citizen Center.
You know, no matter where you get measured, whether it's the heel, whether it's the finger, whether it's the forearm, or the more standard spine or hip regions, these tests are highly predictive of fracture risk. They can identify people who have osteoporosis or people who have substantially reduced bone mass.
And that means they can get treated. Cosman points out that there are now 5 approved therapies to treat and prevent osteoporosis. Vicky Kuei, NPR News.
There's more on this study on the website npr.org.